It's a Friday night and I'm sitting here recording a podcast. Am I lame? So I have to tell you guys a little something. So I've hooked up with this guy several times, and basically he's really hot. Like, he's exactly the body type that I go for. He's got a pretty face. He's got like an uncut penis. And the thing is, he was in a relationship. He had a wife, and he doesn't anymore. He's divorced. He's younger than me. He's in his mid-20s, I think. And he works like two jobs or three jobs. He's Hispanic, but so he seems really intelligent. I know he's responsible because he works all these jobs, right? And all of that. But he's looking for a relationship. And I've been saying I'm totally not looking for a relationship. I mean, I live in the same town with my parents. That would be very hard. He is in the closet. So, I mean, it's not like he'd be all like, hey, you have to tell your parents about me now or anything. But he really wants to date. And so every time I say, hey, do you want to hook up? He's like, you know, well, I do, but I really want to date somebody. And I think you're really hot and cute and smart. And why aren't you dating anyone? And all of this kind of stuff. And it's funny because just the other night I was asking why no one has asked me out on a date. He hasn't officially asked me on a date, but he's implying that he wants to date me or that he wants to go out on a date or something. So I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, should I go out on a date with this person? I've really been saying that I'm taking a break from dating for an indefinite amount of time. And I don't know. I mean, I'm such a people pleaser. If I get back in anything like that, or I have someone that I'm dating, then that could start to become a problem because I could start people pleasing again. So I don't know what to do, but I don't know. I really don't know. So the one thing that I wanted to mention tonight, though, and this is I was thinking about old TV shows. When I was growing up, I used to watch Nick at Night, and they always played really old TV shows. It's funny now, though, because I don't even know what they play now, but the stuff that they play now is stuff that was playing when I was in high school on regular TV or even older. So it doesn't seem like old shows now. But to the kids who watch Nick at Night now, assuming it's still on, those shows are old. But I mean, when I was a kid and I was watching it, they were playing shows from like the 50s, like Mr. Ed and the Patty Duke Show and all of that stuff. And I loved all of those shows. But there is a show that I used to watch that I bet no one has seen. I bet no one has seen this show. If you have, Wes Stone might be the only one that I think may have seen this show. But I think I have some listeners who may be a little bit older than me, so some of you, I may be guessing wrong, but listen to this opening theme song here. Oh.
And now, the Ann Southern Show, starring Ann Southern.
The Ann Southern Show. Anyway, so the Ann Southern Show, and you know what I find funny about shows from that time period? A lot of them, the show was named after the star, like I Love Lucy or the Ann Southern Show. She played a character named Katie, and it was that she was this sophisticated-looking blonde with, you know, the perfect hair and the perfect outfit. And I don't even remember. I think she was a secretary or something. But I loved that show. And what I was wondering if, and I can't find it. They've never put it on DVD. As far as I know, it's not on Hulu. The only thing I can find on YouTube is little short clips. I can't find the whole thing. And I'm just wondering if anybody else out there has some old show that they really love. You know, I can think of a lot. My Three Sons, Donna Reed. I love the Donna Reed show. They're so innocent and sweet and like fun to watch. And I don't know, there's just something pure and wholesome about those shows from back then, you know. And you know me, I mean, I'm not a saint or anything, but I don't know, there's just something about watching, they seemed like such innocent times. And I don't know, there's just something about that has an appeal to me. With the way things are today, and, you know, people getting killed and terrorists, and I don't know, just all the things that we deal with. And I know gay rights were non-existent, and people had to be in the closet or they would get beat up or killed, or I know things like that happened back then. But I don't know, there's just something about, you know, the milkman bringing milk, and you know, the husband coming home and the wife wearing the pearls and getting all dressed up. And I know that's so chauvinist. I'm sorry. I'm not even straight, but I don't know. It's so comforting though, right? I mean, it's just like this comforting, it's for some reason, it's just a very comforting thought. But anyway, so are there any shows that you guys watch or watched in the past, you know, that really bring back the memories for you? Lassie, Leave It to Beaver. I'm aging myself kind of, but not really, because most of those at least were reruns when I was watching them. So, but for some reason, I just really love those old shows. I don't know why. But anyway. Well, I lost my train of thought. I don't know where I'm at in the music. But anyway, so if you have any thoughts on old TV shows that you like to watch, why don't you contact me? You can contact me at contact@geekygay.com. You can go to Google Plus and look for Geeky Gay and add me to your circles. You can, Twitter. I haven't mentioned Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it is Adam H2T. So Adam H 2T. For now, I may be changing that, but if you, not today. So if you follow me today, it's Adam H2T. You can also find me on Facebook. And I'm not even sure what you'll look for on Facebook, but I am on there. So if you really try hard, you might be able to find me on Facebook. And I had another podcast friend me today that I had never heard of. And I'm going to give it a listen because another gay podcast, I think from New York or somewhere. So I don't know where these people hear about me. I'm such a recluse, you know. It's not like I do two different podcasts and anyway, whatever. But I love the contact. Well, World of Warcraft is installed and I think I'm going to try to play tonight, possibly. So we will see how that goes. But I'm going to go for now, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.